It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Down goes the zipper.
Hi. How are you?
Can you guess what might be in this long bag? Well, it's a teaching robe. I'll get it out and put it on. Show you. Long time ago, not too long ago, some teachers wore robes like this when they were teaching classes. And so if somebody was walking along with the robe, they'd say, oh, that must be a teacher, because he has a teaching robe on. And when you taught different things, you wore different hoods, with different colors in the hoods. So if you saw a certain hood on somebody, you might say, oh, he teaches science. Or she teaches mathematics. That's how you know the difference with the teachers. Let me see if I can get into this one. There. I'll put you back in there in just a little bit. See the hood? I suppose it's called a hood because it could be used as one. Let me see. Yep, you could get in it. And in those days, the teacher would stand in front of the class and teach the lesson, and the students would sit at their tables, and some of them would be very alert, and they'd look at the teacher and be very serious, but there were other students who would be silly. Just the way there are today. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't feel like learning that day. But those days were just the same as now, that sometimes people were good, and sometimes those very same people wouldn't be. Sometimes people are good, and they do just what they should. But the very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who are bad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people get wet, and their parents get upset. But the very same people who get wet sometimes are the very same people who are dry sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people make noise, and they break each other's toys. But the very same people who are noisy sometimes are the very same people who are quiet sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people are good, and they do just what they should. But the very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who are bad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? Isn't it the same for you? Aren't there some days that you just feel like sitting there and learning easily? And other days you just feel as if you just squirm all over the place. Mm-hmm. Well, these days, most of the teachers don't wear long robes like this. But sometimes you can tell what a person's job is by what he wears. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who it is. Yes, who's at the door? Hey, Chef Brockett.
Hi, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Fine, thank you. That's a nice robe.
You like it? It's an old teaching robe.
Oh, I see. Well, you see, I wear this uniform, and it shows what my job is.
Yeah, you can
tell. And it's practical, too. See, the apron keeps all my clothes nice and clean, and then the hat shows what kind of chef I am.
See,
if you're the... A chef that knows all the recipes from all over the world and can teach those recipes to other people, then you get to wear a chef's hat like this, only black.
Black.
It means you're a master chef.
And a teacher chef. Maybe that's what the black means in this room.
Let's go into the kitchen.
You have a surprise for us. Good.
It's a big surprise. Oh, that smart picture.
You mean this is a clue?
Shh.
That was a T. We have to be quiet. Do you need anything? Flowers? Flour? Oh, flour! Rolling pin? Oh, something to put things on for the oven. All right. Here's the flour. Here's the pan. Here's the rolling pin. What are you making, Chef? Something to eat. Good. Something good to eat. Is that going to be a cookie?
Shh.
A tea cookie. Like a tea. Another one. Two teas. With a beard and a hat. Oh, Robert Troll. You're making them for the troll. Remember the troll in the neighborhood of make-believe? Tea, tea, tea. Teaching room. Teacher, tea for teacher. Oh, good. Tea for troll. Of tea cookies. One, two, three, four, five. Two more. Cook them, don't you?
Shh.
Shh. You want it to go fast, the time. You cooked them already? Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 cookies. Oh, you're putting them in a tea box. For the troll.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one more, Chef Brocket. Thank you. Tea for thank you. Do you have to go to the neighborhood? I'll bring these by your bakery later.
Boy, the troll is going to love those tea cookies. Isn't he going to be happy?
Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I hope you enjoy it.
Well, are you going right away to make-believe?
Yeah, I have to get to make-believe right away.
Oh, boy, we'll watch for you
then. I'll see you now.
All right, bye-bye, Chef Brocket. Let's look and see how quickly he gets there. T for telescope. There's Daniel's clock. Why, he's there already. My, he makes believes quickly. He gave one to Daniel, and now he's giving one to Mrs. Frog. Oh, there's X. I bet X likes his tea cookie. And Henrietta. See, Corny. I guess he's just leaving one there at the factory for him. Is he going to give one to the trolley? Well, he did. Come on in, trolley. Trolley, you've got a tea cookie. Tea for trolley. There are two teas together. Do you like cookies, trolley? You don't. Well, what are you going to do with this one that you have? Oh, you're going to give it to somebody along the way. Well, we'd like to go to the neighborhood and see that troll again today. Would you take us, please? Okay, into the neighborhood of make-believe.
I'm glad you like it, Troll. I have to get back to my work now. But Sarah Saturday's wise lady will be coming for you any minute, okay?
Oh, yeah, about her, Sarah Saturday. That's our Robert Troll. That's our Chef Brock. A thing. Yum, yum, yum.
Well, I'm glad you like it. I hope you'll come and visit us again soon, okay?
Yeah, that goes to our body.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, sir, bye. Mm-hmm. Mmm. Mmm. Yum, 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 yum.
Mm. Did I hear somebody? Oh, hello. Would you please turn the outside machine off there so we could talk?
Yeah, I got your bot. Do I just buy it then?
There, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what could I do for you?
Your Bible's drinking a bit of a Chef Brocket. She's got a bot, that all right?
Oh, thank you. Well, that's a lovely cookie. Looks like a tea.
Yeah, I got to look at tea to make a sandwich.
Oh, a tea cookie. Yes. Yeah. I always like a cookie now and then.
Yeah, think about it. I said I got a bottle for the side of that.
Pardon me?
I said you bought about singing a bottle and saying bottle about it.
Oh. Well, you must be from a different land.
Yeah, so you got a bottle for that bottle for the Sarah Saturday. He put a bottle.
Oh, Sarah Saturday, yes. Well, I made a beautiful rocket for her. Did you come to buy a rocket here?
No, I got some poor cat outside the other cat. Then he got a fat side, he's one of the cat's mother. Just Sarah Saturday.
Oh, what was that again?
I said, can I put a pot? I got a pot inside, I got a pot inside, I got a pot inside.
Oh, well, I hope you have a good day. My name is Cornflake Especially.
Hey, there was a Cornflake Especially. Yeah, look at that on it.
That's right. Good for you. I'm a man who manufactures. Yes.
Yeah, I got
that about it. I'm a man who manufactures. Who manufactures chairs. I'm a man who manufactures chairs and everywhere. I'm a man who manufactures. That's it.
Good job, Mark. Good.
Oh, you've eaten some of your cookie. It looks like an eye, your cookie does.
Yeah, I don't want to look like an eye.
Wait, put it right over here, and it'll make an word it. I-T. See that? Yeah, isn't that fun? Now you can spell with the cookies.
Yeah, I think I'll
borrow
the cookies.
Yes. Well, I'm so glad to meet you. Give Sarah Saturday my best when you see her, will you?
Yes, I will. I'll get a bottle of water,
Shannon. Yeah, well, thank you. I'll take my tea cookie.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. You have your eye cookie. Yeah. Well, goodbye, then.
I got to say goodbye.
Yeah, exactly. Bye. Meow, 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 help you, meow.
Thank you. I'm looking for the castle of King Friday the 13th.
Meow, meow, castle. Meow, over there, meow.
Oh, thank you. I'll go right over.
Meow, 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 appointment?
No, I don't.
Oh, hello there. How are you girls?
Fine, thank you, Mr. Owl.
Meow, 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 castle, meow.
Oh, that's nice. But I wish you'd visit with us here for a while.
I'm one of Sarah Saturday's teachers, and I'm looking for a troll friend of hers.
Oh.
Meow, 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 Robert Troll, meow.
Yes, that's his name. Do you know him?
Oh, yeah, we met him yesterday.
Meow, 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 liked him.
Boy, I did too, Henrietta, but he sure is hard to understand sometimes.
I guess it takes a while of living with trolls to really understand them well.
Meow. Meow, 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 ask you meow question.
Certainly.
Meow, King Friday. Meow, Sarah Saturday. Meow, 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 married.
I guess a lot of their friends are curious about that, but I don't know the answer. What is King Friday like?
Well, King Friday is very royal, and sometimes he scares you. He's so gruff and loud.
Meow, sometimes. Meow, meow, meow. Very nice, meow.
That's right. But all the time with King Friday, you have to make an appointment to see him.
Appointment? But how do you do that?
Well, now, do you see that pineapple can right over there in that phone booth?
The one just hanging there?
Yes, that's it. Well, you just call into that can, and Miss Polificate will answer, and she will give you an appointment to see the king.
Thank you. I guess Robert Troll is over there, so I'll just go and see. I've enjoyed talking with you.
Meow, too.
And when Sarah Saturday comes back, please come for another visit, will you?
Thank you. I'd like that.
I'd like that,
goodbye.
Too. Goodbye.
Bye. Meow, meow, meow. Nice lady, meow, meow.
Sure is.
Meow, Sarah Saturday.
Miss Polificate? I'd like to make an appointment to see King Friday the 13th. 3.5 seconds? All right, I'll be right there.
Wise lady from Sarah Saturday's land.
I'm delighted to meet you, King Friday.
Sarah Saturday has told me about your wisdom and her affection for you.
She has always been one of my gifted students.
Yeah, she likes me, too.
She has told me of your noble qualities, Your Highness.
Oh, really? Well, naturally. What is the nature of your visit, wise lady?
I really wanted to meet you, King Friday, and also to help Robert Troll find his way back to Sarah Saturday.
Robert Troll? Why, I haven't seen him today. Do you know where he is?
No, sire. I thought he would be in your castle.
Well, I shall ask my castle staff. Edgar! Edgar!
Oh, yes, King Friday. How do you do, wise lady? How do you do?
Edgar, do you know where Robert Troll might be?
I saw him early this morning, but I haven't seen him since.
Very well, then. You may leave.
Thank you kindly. Farewell, farewell.
Do you suppose he's gone away?
Oh, well, I'll just ask my other friends. Do you know where Robert Troll is? The one who was eating the cookie? I see. They say that Robert Troll is behind the tree where the owl and the pussycat live. I trust that you will find him there.
I like you, King Friday.
You do?
Yes, I like the way you asked your friends. Your friends must like you, too.
Oh, sometimes it's hard being a king, wise lady. But somehow it's easier with people like Sarah Saturday and you around.
I'm sure you look forward to her return.
It's good when friends come back.
Thank you for your kindness to me, King Friday.
Once you've found Robert Troll, you and he are both invited to the tea room for some tea cookies and tea.
Thank you. I'd like that. Sarah Saturday has told me so much about your castle. I'd like to visit with you in the tea room.
Oh, good. Well, then, until the tea room, then. Thank you, wise lady.
Robert Troll. This is your wise lady.
I came to take you to Sarah Saturday.
Oh, that's good. You're going to find out when it gets warm, huh? You will see you're going to find out more about it. You brought that inside?
I just finished eating my tea cookie. You could be a tea if you wanted to. Just put your hands way out like that and stand up very tall and say, I am a tea. Well, we'll go back to the place where Chef Brockett made the tea cookies and clean up these things for him. That wise lady wasn't dressed up in a long robe like this, was she? But you don't have to be dressed up in long robes to be wise or to be teachers. No. And you get wiser as you grow by asking questions and wanting to know things. Oh, your dad didn't know how to do all the things he does when he was a little boy. And your mother didn't know how to do all the things she does now when she was a little girl. They grew. Your dad was a little boy and he grew up to be a man. Your mother was a little girl and she grew up to be a lady. And the longer you grow, the more people you find to love. Just the way I'm able to love you. When your heart has butterflies inside it, then your heart is full of love. When your heart feels just like overflowing, then your heart is full of love. Love is fragile as your tears. Love is stronger than your fears. When your heart beats for a special someone, then your heart is full of love. When your heart has room for everybody, then your heart is full of love. Time to take my teaching robe off and get back to my work. Whoops. There's the hood there, too. Won't see you tomorrow, but I'll sure be thinking about you then. See you next week. Tea for tomorrow. 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 We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Four, two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Now we'll zip up. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You make all my days special ones by just your being you. Only one person like you. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.